is like chasing cars. I guess that's what I mean.
I'm a dead end bar. I want you to leave that bar.
And I said, you agree that alone is not stopping. Let me walk in your sights. But your time alone is true. I'll recover from the days and the nights thinking of you.
And I told her
that
you're
not there to agree that alone and I stopped her. But you would lie to when they told you you were smart. They said go to college and tear them apart. Oh, Anna, just go back home and put on your makeup, 'cause the boys want more. Oh, Anna, see what's there is there. I look away and pretend not to care.
Hey, this is BJ. You're listening to Rock and or Roll. That was an early song by a band out of Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, called Titanic Love Affair. That band formed on the University of Illinois campus as a three-piece in the mid to late 80s. The band consisted of Jay Bennett on guitar and vocals, Ken Hartz on bass, and Rob Sweeney on drums. There's not a lot of information out there about this band, but this is a little-known great band that I think people need to hear, so there will be a lot of music on this episode. This is one of those bands where this stuff is long, long out of print, and it's not on iTunes, it's not on Spotify. So if you like what you hear, you'll have to track down some old-fashioned, used CDs. And I think you're going to like what you hear. Let's hear another very early song by Titanic Love Affair. This is called Heaven Only Knows. So in 1988, still a three-piece, Titanic Love Affair released a seven-song cassette called Ice Cream Funeral. And in the liner notes for that cassette, the band wrote, quote, "We started this at 2 p.m. on June 13th and had the tapes out for our June 14th gig. Jay's voice is all fucked up, so it sounds wimpy when he sings, but deal with it." Let's hear a song from that tape, Ice Cream Funeral, by Titanic Love Affair. This is called Maybe. So, main songwriter and guitarist in Titanic Love Affair, Jay Bennett, had handled the vocal duties in the band, but as they wrote in the Ice Cream Funeral liner notes, his voice was all fucked up, quote. So, eventually, bassist Ken Hartz took over as main vocalist in about 1990. In 1991, a manager named Steve Daly got the band a record deal with a label called Charisma. That was the same label that a year earlier in 1990 had released the album Belly Button by Jellyfish. Charisma had been the name of a famous UK record label in the 70s, but in 1990 the Virgin Company had resurrected the name. It would only last about 3 years. So it was in 1991 that Charisma Records put out the self-titled album by Titanic Love Affair. On the back cover, there was a portrait of the band painted by Chris Marrs, drummer from The Replacements. That was a song called Planet Strange from that self-titled Titanic Love Affair album released in 1991 by Charisma Records. The lineup for the album was Jay Bennett on guitar, Ken Hartz on vocals and guitar, Lars Gustafsson on bass, so Ken Hartz had switched from bass to rhythm guitar, I guess, and a drummer named Michael Trask, so Rob Sweeney, the original drummer, was out by the time they had the major label album. Let's hear a few more songs from that 1991 album. We're going to hear Fading So Fast, Where, and Breaking Down the Walls.
Laying here.
So the record deal with Charisma Records had fizzled pretty quickly, and the label would go belly up completely a year after the record was released. So whether or not the band were dropped or just the label folded, in 1992 they ended up releasing a 5-song EP on a Minneapolis indie label called Crackpot, and they would call that EP No Charisma, apparently as a commentary on their experiences with the label. That EP was co-produced by the band's fellow Champaign, Illinois native Adam Schmidt. I'm a huge fan of Adam. If you go back to episode 94 of this podcast, you will hear all about my favorite album from that year, 1994, Adam Schmidt's album called Illiterature. So go check out that episode. It's one of my favorite albums of all time, and I devoted a lot of time at the end of that episode to that album. Anyway, let's hear a couple of songs from that 1992 EP called No Charisma. We're going to hear Out to Fun and One Day.
We'll be right back.
So Titanic Love Affair continued on for a couple more years, recorded some more songs, never put out another album, didn't have another record deal, eventually broke up around 1994, but they had made some great music that had gone unreleased during that time, so eventually in 1996, a great collection of 11 songs was released called Their Titanic Majesty's Request.
Take my at the corner. She's sticking it out for the night. She might be there forever. One night she figured it out that the shows she turned didn't make money.
That was two songs from their Titanic Majesty's Request, Pull You Through and Living on the Wrong Side. Let's hear two more. We're going to hear At the Show and Out on a Limb.
Show. I know I shouldn't get excited, 'cause something always happens at the show.
So by the time their Titanic Majesty's Request had been released in 1996, Jay Bennett had already joined Jeff Tweedy in Wilco. He was a member of that band from 1994 to 2001. Jay Bennett was working in a VCR repair shop when Jeff Tweedy recruited him for Wilco, and according to a book about Wilco called Learning How to Die by Greg Kot, Jay Bennett continued to work in the VCR repair shop even after he joined Wilco in between tours. Bennett was a mainstay of the band. He played keyboards, guitar, mellotron, Wurlitzer. His input in the band was very noticeable, beginning with Being There, and his influence grew through Summer Teeth, and he was a pretty important, integral part in the making of Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. A lot of this can be witnessed in the documentary I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. In that same documentary, you can witness Jay Bennett and Jeff Tweedy kind of having a falling out. Jay Bennett was disillusioned. He was a very creative guy. Obviously, Wilco was Jeff Tweedy's band, but Jay Bennett was very talented himself. I think he wanted more input and more control over how the songs were recorded and arranged and stuff like that. Jeff Tweedy worked very closely with his producer, Jim O'Rourke. And I think Bennett just kind of felt squeezed out and underutilized and probably didn't have enough creative input. So it's one of those, did he quit or was he fired? Did he jump or was he pushed? But at any rate, he was out of the band in 2001. And interestingly, on the same day that Yankee Hotel Foxtrot would be released in 2002, Jay Bennett released his first solo album, which he recorded with a guy named Ed Birch. It's called The Palace at 4 a.m. Part 1. It was released by a Chicago label called Undertow Records. Let's hear a song from it called Talk to Me. So over the next few years, there would be three more solo albums released by Jay Bennett to little fanfare. And then on April 24th, 2009, on his MySpace page, Jay Bennett wrote a detailed post about his desperate need for a hip replacement, a surgery which he could not afford. A couple weeks later, on May 4th, 2009, a lawsuit was filed in Cook County, Illinois, on the behalf of Jay Bennett, claiming that Jeff Tweedy owed him money. He claimed that he had received no compensation for the proceeds from the documentary, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. He was asking for $50,000 in damages. A lot of people think that there was a relation between his desperate need for hip surgery and this lawsuit and the desperate need for the funds to pay for the surgery. Apparently, Jay Bennett's health insurance had refused to cover the surgery. This resulted in his death. In May of 2009, he was self-medicating with fentanyl, which is the same fucking drug that has gone on to take Prince and Tom Petty from us in recent years. So, fentanyl is bad news. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with, this is a 27-minute tape that a friend of Jay Bennett's put up on YouTube. It's from the late 80s, and you get to hear Jay Bennett working out song ideas. So it's over 20 minutes. Listen to as much of it as you want, but I think this is an interesting document and a nice tribute to the artistry of Jay Bennett. So enjoy.
Drums beating different times. Don't let your dreams unfold. You paddle on wide. I told you so. There's different loves, need different lives. Different drums beating different times.
Far behind.
stay right by my side. Even if you went around in no more, my heart thinks that's what I'm living for. And even if you went around in no more, I'm never gonna let you down.
Time, 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 time Lost,
to say that you love me. In a dream I thought I would just say that you care.
rather be someone that you don't know. Don't wanna be so much older than you. Now I got better things. Don't wanna be someone without your love. Don't wanna be here out of love. Gonna be so to do. I've got better things to do.
Just a kiss, I'm a supper in the arms that I bear. But I don't mind it all. But tell me this real. Well, I need to know you. Get out on senses.
Be back.